Tate is a gifted young man, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
The way they run the option, what are your guys going to have to be accountable for this weekend?
I'm sure the last 5 weeks, defenses and coordinators were echoing the same sentiments, and nobody hadn't slowed them down. So we're looking forward to the opportunity, and it's all about gaps, leverage, and rally to that ball.
Coach, what have you seen out of Henry Mondu so far this season?
You know, he's a leader in our room. He commands the room. Really, truly been excited about him and his progress. Change is never easy on both fronts, from the staff and the guys that have been here for a while. And all they've done is try to do what we ask. And, you know, to me, it's one of those opportunities to celebrate and also enjoy the time spent with him, because he's obviously one of the guys that has put us in position to be able to compete each Saturday. And really excited for him, and he's looking forward to these few weeks left in his collegiate career.
He's a soft-spoken guy. How does he command attention, leadership, all that?
Well, I think through his work and his practice and the way he plays. You know, you can't fabricate leadership. You either have those traits or body work to suffice it, or you don't. So for us and for me, for what we're building moving forward, awesome to have him as part of our deal. And I don't know what he'd done before, prior to us getting here, but I know for a fact that he's one of the most competitive, more competitive, productive D linemen in the conference, and that speaks volume to his work ethic and his demeanor every day.
As the weeks go on, you're getting more and more tape on tape. Anything showing up that on ways you can stop him?
He's going to make his place. The goal is to minimize and put ourselves in a position to be successful, and so we got to execute and have a lot of bodies around them, and you know those things again. Got to play ball.
Levitt described Arizona's offensive line as physical, experience. What have you seen from them, and you know, how did they stack
up? You know, I think the biggest thing is all around the Pac-12. I mean, there's a lot of quality players and coaches, and so for us, it's the opportunity to establish again what we're trying to build here, and so. But you can't go in a contest with a half-hearted attitude. You got to go in there full speed, and I don't know any better. In our room, you know, you got to compete and compete to win, and let the chips fall where they may. So today's another good opportunity to practice and get better and get closer to that goal.
When you're watching tape on Uncle Luke, do you ever stop and just go, "Wow, this guy is ridiculous"?
You know, I've been really blessed to play the game collegiately and at the highest level. And I've seen some of the same traits as some of those guys, Michael Vicks, Donovan McNabb, and those guys. The kid is gifted. And there's some things that the kid is doing that you can't coach. And so it's a tribute to him and his competitive nature, but also in the scheme that Rich Rod plays. It's a perfect match.
Really called Henry a badass last week. Is that an accurate assessment of him?
Yeah, yes. Quiet, you know, personality, but you know, again, when it's time to go, I don't have to question when he's ready. He comes to work every day and prepares, and those other things that gives him a chance. I always tell the guys, either we're preparing to gain success or you're preparing to fail. And so far, man, we just want to make sure that we get to utilize his presence and what he brings to the table for the younger guys coming in the fold now and the brand of football that we continue to mold here at Oregon.
Joe, did you play against Michael Vick in his prime, and what's that like, defending a quarterback and go for an 80-yard touchdown at any moment?
Well, you know, we had the honor of minimizing Michael's opportunities. He was a rookie at Atlanta with Dan Reeves when we were and I was at Tennessee, so but it was the same things. Everybody had to be in the areas, and we have to be aggressive, and that's one thing that is a recipe to help yourselves. You can't go in there again hoping and praying. You just got to execute your game plan, and everybody got to be sound. So, we got to be sound football from the first whistle to the last.
When you were at Arizona, you're going up against the current D-line coach who was at Arizona State and now is the D-line coach at Arizona. Do you have a good kind of competitive relationship there?
Yeah, you know, Amy's done a fabulous job there, and he's one of the up-and-coming young coaches there. And so, but again, we live through our players, and our players are an extension of us, and, you know, we're going to compete. And You know, we'll share marshmallows after the game, but before that, it's all about putting our guys in a position to win. And so this Saturday won't be any different.